Thank you for calling HCL. My name is Tyrone. How may I assist you today?
Tyrone, what's going on today? How are you?
I can't complain. How about you?
Very good. I'm a sales associate at Home Depot in Hamilton Mill. I don't have a customer's work order number here. I need to see when we're going to go ahead and do this installation of two of our products.
Okay. Can you provide me with the external number?
Yes. It's going to be H0161.
This is a Home Depot
210.
Order?
What were you saying there?
You said this is Home Depot calling or Best Buy?
Yeah, Home Depot.
Okay.
What would you like?
Provide me with the, it's different in y'all's system. Provide me with the customer's phone number.
The customer's phone number?
Mm-hmm.
678-313-9020.
All right, so we have 678-313-9020.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, give it one little time to load for me, okay?
All right, go ahead. It'll take a few minutes. But yeah, so just like, say, like, for example, like in Cuba, Brazil, even Puerto Rico to a degree, it's just been a basically like they're trying to erase like the African part of their heritage, but they can't do it from their blood.
Right.
Right. So like in Brazil, I mean, they're just totally treated as second-class citizens, just like Cuba and just like Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico, all those countries... Because you know the guy that does the genealogy, what's that?
Oh, Ancestry.
He Ancestry. So he has a thing now on PBS where he goes to Cuba and he talks to Cuban blacks.
Oh, okay.
And he asks them why a lot of them check white when they do their census and all that. So he goes and he goes in depth as to how they want to get rid of, you know, like all of those countries, like, you know, even Cuba especially, they're first to say how they're not. I mean, you can look at them, and basically all of them have blacks in their family, but they think they're a pure race. Cubans, Puerto Ricans, they're not a pure race. They wouldn't even be if it wasn't for, you know, the Spanish and the indigenous people getting together. And yeah. So they think they're pure, but they're not.
Well, we had them in.
Is Shelley around?
I have no idea. She was for a second.
All right, you stay here with me, sir.
I'm still here.
Alrighty. And let me see here. And you say it's trying to get the customer scheduled. Is the new ticket made, sir? Because the only thing I see in the system is the measurement and show complete.
Right. No, I have the measurement back. You know, and I just called the 1-800 number, and they're saying everything is set to deliver on the 16th. And I just wanted to make sure we're going ahead with the install, or, you know, so they don't have to wait, and I would like to get it the same date.
Okay, sir, I'm going to have to try to reach out to someone because only one ticket is made. The new ticket regarding delivery or install, I don't see it in the system yet. Only thing I see is just
the install is already
complete.
Yeah, the delivery is already set. I'm trying to confirm the install, either that or get a new ticket made to indicate when it's going to be installed.
Right, I understand. Give me 1 second, sir. I'm going to have to reach out to someone.
Okay, I'll be here. Yeah, I mean, the more I read about different stuff, man, you know, because social media is really an encyclopedia,
yeah,
if you use it the right way. You know, and then if anyone you hear about famous, I just go and wiki it so that I can read. And I've learned so much about people, but back in the day, so many of the black folks that were very famous back then, most all of them were mixed,
okay,
because the owners had taken the women, you know, and that's how. Yeah.
He had 8 children in one of his slaves.
Mm-hmm.
And so all his house
slaves. Oh, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I love reading about stuff like that because, you know, and I think the only fear of, like, critical race theory, which they're trying to like give history.
Yeah.
It's only history. I know you feel bad about what you did, but you got to confront it in order to go forward.
Right.
You think it's going to hurt you so bad, but maybe it won't. You know, but they don't want to hear it. It's like they've got the fingers in the ears. They don't want to hear it.
Well, I was second by
my son's mother. Mm-hmm. And she was
with a cousin recently. Mm-hmm. And what was it that was said about race? Yes, sir. Are you here with me? I am. I'm going to be here. All right. Let me get it straightened out.
Okay, sir. So what I was just advised, we don't have access to pick up from, you know, the stores. The item would have to be delivered first, and then it would have to get scheduled for installation. And also a ticket would have to be sent over in order to get it installed.
Okay, so once the items are delivered, we'll schedule to have them installed, is what you're saying.
Yes, sir, because we don't have access to go to pick them up from the stores to get them, you know.
No, nothing's being picked up from the store, so it's going to be delivered to the home. They've already been ordered and already have a delivery date.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All right, so once they're delivered in the home, we'll go ahead and schedule for the guys to come back out and install them.
Yes, sir. That's just how it goes.
All right, and we'll go ahead and we'll call back to, are we calling you back, my customer service, to open that ticket?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So
you guys
have to send it over in the system, and then it'll pop up in our system once it updates. Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, that sounds good.
No problem.
All right,
there's nothing further. You have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling XPO.
Okay, thank you.